Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts with the help of Timeshare Compliance. Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of great things available today and into tomorrow. And of course, we love it when you make the show. And how do you make the show? Well, it's by participating. You've got a question, a comment, perhaps help for another listener, some additional input other than what we've provided with someone as an answer and some experience you've had with something, or just let us solve your digital dilemmas anytime, by the way, 24/7. That's convenient for you. You can call our toll-free number that I'm about to give you, or even better, download the free Into Tomorrow app and use that audio option. You sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Or, again, the old-fashioned way works, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-INTO-4686 if you want to transpose those letters to numbers and participate that way. With a mission to advance the science of sight and sound, our next guest seeks to create and enable spectacular experiences, and they've been doing that for a lot of years. Always a pleasure to have someone visiting us from Dolby, in this case, Vice President for Sound Technology R&D with Dolby, is Brett Crockett. Brett, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Great, Dave. Great to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us as well. Obviously, there's continuously a lot of trends in home entertainment, but these days we've got everything from 4K to HDR, of course, Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos. I mean, we're hearing about a lot of new things going on, and of course, we couldn't be more interested than ever before now with most of us kind of being confined to home and wanting to take advantage of more and more home entertainment. So we thought, let's get you on and talk about some of these cool things. What is it that you guys have been working on lately?
Oh, we've been really busy. As you said, Dolby Atmos, Dolby Vision are becoming mainstream. That's exciting. We're moving Dolby Atmos from movies and television to music, if you can imagine that. Hmm. And so that's a big part of what we're doing, trying to advance the state of the art in music, going from stereo to immersive music, and it's really exciting.
And that is kind of neat. And we've talked for almost our 25 years on the air here about how obviously audio is at least half the experience. So you might put a home theater together or just have a big TV in your living room and some surround sound and so forth. But if you don't have good audio, you're obviously not immersing yourself in good entertainment. So you got to think of it as just as important as the visual. And I'm sure you guys, obviously, with what you do, agree with that, if not more so.
Audio 75% of it and video 25%, but I just joke.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would tend to agree because, of course, we're in radio. Audio is very important. But,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it as, you know, you got a great new big large screen TV and all the bells and whistles and it's smart and it's got all the rest. And all you have is the TV audio from the little tinny speakers coming out of the set that it comes with. Man, are you missing out.
Exactly, exactly.
So how does one improve, of course, the acoustics, even of their own living room? Because that's part of it, too, not just having some great speakers and surround yourself with surround sound, or maybe, you know, we'll talk, I hope, a little bit about sound bars and things of that nature. But then we've got the room we're in, and folks are saying, no matter what I do, it just doesn't sound right. How do they fix that?
Well, the reflections of sound or the echoey sound, they're your enemy. And so if you have reflective surfaces like big windows or hardwood floors or tiled floors, they're going to make your room sound, it's not a technical term, but mushy. And so the first thing, if you have a tiled floor or a wood floor, a carpet, a rug, is a great thing to put down to kind of tame the sound. If you have big windows, a great addition is curtains. And they're also great because you kind of want to, during the day, darken the room so that you can get a great picture on your television set.
So maybe some heavy drapes or curtains, you know, some that are thick and not, you don't want to put a sheer thing up because, number one, it's not going to darken the room. And number two, it's probably not going to absorb sound and help cut down on that echoing.
Exactly. And then also, if you have artwork that's made of fabric, that absorbs sound really well. Mm. So you can do some really simple things to tame your room.
And that's something that is certainly important. Everyone should be thinking about that, especially when you're spending money on good audio and video. Just make sure that the room is comfortable. I like how on your site I'm seeing lights, camera, and can't see the action. I'm assuming you might be alluding to, again, if you got too much light coming in the room and you're trying to watch a movie and immerse yourself in a show during the day. Or is there some other reference to can't see the action?
You're right on. For example, in my living room, I have a less than ideal situation. I have big windows, and my wife doesn't like curtains. So I'm a bit limited for my daytime viewing, but I have a modern HDR TV, which helps, and we'll talk about that later.
Well, but that's interesting that she doesn't like them, but does she like divorce papers? No, I'm just kidding. But obviously,
I don't like them.
Really, you don't like them, exactly. And of course, you know, I joke about that, but then again, we've talked over the years. It used to be the wife approval factor, and then we changed it to the spouse approval factor, especially because we ended up with more females calling into the show and say, guess what? I make those decisions more so than my husband or something. So, yeah, it's the spouse approval factor or the partner approval factor. You obviously have to compromise sometimes because she probably also doesn't like the mushy sound, as you've described. So what are you going to do? We got to fix that, right?
Exactly.
And, of course, how far should your TV be from where you're sitting? Because that's another issue that comes up frequently, too, when we're talking about, especially now with 4K. Used to be you got to sit back further and get more enjoyment out of everything. And now it seems the TVs have gotten larger, which would almost suggest you should sit back farther. But that's not the case.
It's interesting because you have so many choices now, all the way from 40-inch TVs to up to 85 or even larger.
Yeah.
And so the distance really depends on whether you have an HD television, which is the formal digital standard, or a ultra HD TV. And as you indicated, you can get closer to an ultra HD because the resolution of the image is finer. So the rule of thumb is that for an HD television, you should be between 1.5 and 2.5 times the diagonal length of the television, and that's the distance from the upper top left corner and the bottom right corner. So for a 65-inch HD TV, you can sit between 8 feet and 13.5 feet away from the screen. And that's,
wow.
Pretty wide distance that you can go between.
Yeah, of course, if you've got a 110-inch TV, you're sitting at the neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be way back there. But again, that's just a standard HD. But then now you introduce 4K, and they're basically saying, no, come closer.
Yes, so for HD TVs, it's 1 to 1.5 times the diagonal width of the screen. For that same 65-inch UHD or Ultra HD TV, it's now 5.5 to 8 feet. So it's almost half the distance. And so the reason that you can sit or half the distance closer, it's because the image is finer, the resolution is higher, and you can get closer to the TV and not see the artifacts of the resolution. So some people say, well, I have a 65-inch TV, might be HD. My living room's not that big.
Yeah.
Well, what you should do is pick the size of the TV that's appropriate for the size of your living room space. Instead of saying, I want the biggest TV, pick the TV size that's going to be appropriate for your living space.
Good advice, because size does matter. Brett, excuse me, I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, we're going to take a quick break and come back. There's so much more to talk about with Brett Crockett, Vice President for Sound Technology R&D with Dolby, as Into Tomorrow continues.